Every composer knows that you don't just write music with notes. You also write it with silence. Literally, there's that little squiggly symbol for it called the rest. Well, Jennifer Egan might have been thinking about that when she wrote her Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, A Visit from the Goon Squad. The book includes a chapter formatted as a PowerPoint presentation.
I realized that what had really been driving me to it the whole time is that PowerPoint as a form is built around the same kind of structure that Goon Squad is, in the sense that it consists of isolated moments with pauses in between them. That's what PowerPoint is. First of all, it allowed me to, in a way, reveal the structural idea behind the book right there. And also, you know, pauses are a big part of our perception of time. It's often when we have a sense of time briefly stopping that we're aware of its passage. And I had gotten very interested in pauses in songs because they function similarly. Well, the best milieu in which to explore all of that was a form like PowerPoint, which is built around a counterpoint between moments and pauses. So it really ended up serving me well in that particular case, I think.
And it's worth pointing out that one of the characters in that chapter is this young boy who is obsessed with what he calls the great rock and roll pause, you know, these pauses in a song. Why does that idea interest you so much?
Well, it was another case where I wasn't quite sure why it interested me so much. I had encountered it in a book that I had read in doing research on the music industry called So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star by a drummer named Jacob Schlichter, who was with the band Semisonic. And they had a huge hit in 1998 called Closing Time that I think most people would recognize. And there's a pause in that song.
Closing time, time for you to go out to the places you will.
There's a pause and you think maybe the song has ended, but then the song continues and you're relieved, but then you also know that the song will actually end. Jacob Schlichter talks about how that pause came to be in the recording of the song, and there was a particular producer involved, Bob Clearmountain, who's known for inserting pauses in songs, and in fact, they are called Clearmountain pauses. That idea just caught in my mind, and I was dying to somehow use pauses in the book, but I couldn't find the right way. I had an academic at one point who was writing a book about pauses in songs, but that particular piece never quite worked. But I think the reason I was so obsessed with it actually was exactly the same thing that led me to the PowerPoint. So it was perfect that they all converge, which was that pauses make us know that time is passing. And in a certain way, that's a metaphor for the way we perceive time in our lives.
Well, it's interesting also to hear this from the perspective of a fiction writer, because I suppose it would be very easy just to write a novel that kind of races along that doesn't give you that time for pausing. But that's not what you wanted to do. I mean, you wanted to sort of force us to step back and reflect and think about how things turned out the way they did, for instance.
Yeah, I mean, I felt, too, that just letting time unfold in a more real-time way, which is what Proust did, didn't feel, well, first of all, it would just be literally mimicking him, but also it didn't quite feel of this moment. I think we live in a moment that's full of gaps and shortcuts and a sense of speeding up, a sense of acceleration, and then moments when that acceleration seems to stop. I guess we live in a moment that feels kind of herky-jerky to me, and I guess I just wanted to capture a sense of that and to suggest a whole epic sweep, but in little parts, through the refraction of little parts, rather than one huge, long monster of a whole.
Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Jennifer Egan is the author of A Visit from the Goon Squad. Her new novel is called Manhattan Beach, and Steve Paulson was talking with her.